Good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Youth Unplugged, brought to you by the Bank of St. Lucia. That is all the bank you need. This afternoon, I'm joined for a very good friend of mine, Miss Stephian St. Clair. How are you, Stephian?
I'm good, thanks. Hello.
I like to hear that. You know, this is a month of love.
No,
you
know,
how was Valentine's Day?
Valentine's Day was good.
That's good?
You got normal.
You know, I wish, you know, Valentine's Day was actually on, like, today, you know. That would have been interesting.
But
I've probably given my
guests. What's the difference?
I've probably given my guests, you know, some roses or something.
Oh, wow. So you didn't have roses left over from yesterday?
Nah, all done.
I want people to make Valentine's Day about just love on a whole and not just couples and stuff.
Yes, I agree with that. Because
I feel like we need a little more love in the world these days.
You know, last night I went out and everywhere was packed with couples.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody was there by
yourself. You was out 2 years?
Mm. No, I was there by myself.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So this after we had to talk about you a lot more about you.
Okay.
You know, who is Stephian St. Clair? I want to know. Right? So Stephian, tell me a little bit about yourself. Not a lot, a little bit.
Okay. I consider myself a creative person, a creative artist in different spheres of the world.
Mm-hmm.
So I have dabbled in different areas of the arts. I've dabbled in dance, I've dabbled in steel pan, I've dabbled in music, I've dabbled in poetry, I've dabbled in public speaking. Well, I was reminded this morning that I've dabbled in public speaking. I find interest in different things. Nothing relating to creating in terms of hands. I'm not good at that. But in terms of creative expression, I have found strength in that.
Okay, well, you know, you said a lot, so let me dissect.
Oh,
you know, let me dissect, because I happen to know you because of church.
Yeah,
I think everybody knows you because of church. As long as you're part of the Christian community in St. Lucia, or Catholic at that, you'd know Miss St. Clair because she's renowned for her voice. Can I lead you?
Renowned
that?
Is a big word.
Eh? Not renowned. Come on, Stephian. I think every single parish has been graced with your voice.
Yeah, I love the parishes.
Yeah, I mean, things like youth rally and all these different aspects of the church. You would have been there, been present, sort of crusade, etc. But what made you decide to follow probably a creative path?
Well, I had a grandmother who sang in church. So that's where I started. So music has always been first and foremost in terms of my love. I am married to music. So I dabble in different things, but I will always be a musician. It's always going to have my heart. My grandmother was in church. That's how I ended up in church. She was in the choir herself. So I ended up at church with her, and I ended up joining my youth choir.
No, that's where it really started.
So it's like I was just following the footsteps.
Of granny?
Yeah. My grandmother used to sing down that church. So I've heard.
I used to try. You know, but you know.
You give up?
I give up a long time ago. I think that when the voice broke, I had to start
using the puberty.
I had to start using it for something else.
Yeah.
But your voice ain't never break.
Well, that doesn't happen with girls, I don't think.
It doesn't. You know? So right now, I think it's gotten to a level that is quite remarkable, as I said earlier on. Now, you gave us a song, by the way, and we're going to take a look at in a little while. You know, Dance
Very
With Me.
Fresh.
Very fresh. Came out yesterday. You know? So we're going to take a little listen to that one in a little while. But, I mean, the creative path is not considered to be stable, because whenever you go into the creative arts, it's always something that, well, you know, I need to hustle.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't go to work, I don't get paid.
Yeah.
You understand? So
I think you used the right word in terms of hustle, because it's not something that's sustainable, at least not in St. Lucia for sure. It's always something that we have to do on the side. Not something that we could make a living from.
Well, I mean, I see a few
and there are people who are trying, honestly.
Yeah, but I mean, I couldn't do it. I don't think I could, hence, you know.
I don't feel like you can do it staying here. It's like you can rep 758, but it's like for you to live off of your art.
You're literally a slave to it. And
mm-hmm.
Let me not say that in any bad way. I mean, shout out to all the creatives out there who constantly post content, those who release music frequently, mm-hmm. those who sing at the hotels every single evening. I mean, big up you. But, I mean, it becomes repetitive first and foremost. I mean, especially performing, you know.
Well, I just want to clarify in terms of what I mean. I just mean in terms of it can't be your standard.
Well, Yes.
It has to be. It's almost like you have to have something to supplement it. It cannot be your main source of income.
And that's what I'm getting to. So first, it's repetitive in that, I mean,
unfortunately,
if you go to a hotel, probably five hotels a week, you go to this, you probably reside in the same set, right? Because you're not in the same space. I mean, you probably try to tweak it a little bit, but after a while you feel like, boy, I have to do that again tonight. Probably if you're in a different sector, it's something that you say that, okay, yeah, well, I switch it up. It's almost like playing on the radio every single day. Every day you play on the radio, I mean, you're creative. You have to change what you play ever so slightly. I mean, there are songs that you probably will play every day, but you need to
change the order because your listeners.
Your listeners will be there. But to me, yesterday, they played that song. So it's something that...
order every day.
Exactly. It challenges you. It pushes you to be a bit more dynamic in what you do.
But I feel like your passion should always challenge you.
It should.
Otherwise, you get complacent.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get complacent, you get redundant. And you start doing the same set over and over. Say, but
And then, boy,
every day, the same order.
That man not improving.
Every day.
What's changing about him? Nothing is changing. So why should we continue to hire him if he's going to do the same thing?
The same thing over and over.
Mm-hmm. And then, I mean, you have the financial constraints. I mean, it's a huge part of it. I mean, we spoke about that for a little while.
You have to, it's almost like you have to have a main job and then you have to do your creative job on the side. Although, I mean, we have to give props to this administration because we have seen creatives getting opportunities to go ahead and to travel. They've had opportunities to, with the youth economy, to have somewhat of a stable, consistent appearance to do their art over and over. So that's... needs to get some props as well, but it's still not at a place where we can say, okay, I sing full time.
And I
can still pay my bills.
Yeah. I mean, let's put this a nice way, right? I mean, COVID showed me a lot. I mean, as soon as that came about, you know, creatives started to cry. You know, any sort of recession, anything of the sort, you kind of put it in the back.
Yeah. Our industry suffers under those circumstances for sure.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I'm not saying that you can't live as a professional DJ for a career. It is possible.
Yeah.
You know, you could make a decent living off of it, but it's not something that is...
Is it in Lucia too?
Yeah, I mean...
No, I don't know. I don't know if we can say that.
Yeah, we can say that. I'll say that. All right, okay. I'll see that. I'll be.
But critical. If you're doing during the day,
yeah, I'll be critical because I mean,
I feel like for DJs because you can do it. You could work at a station.
You could work at a station, you know,
and then you can do an event in the night
and so forth. I mean,
singers not so much. It's so much singing that we can do. We could go around and sing, I guess, in front of the square and stuff. We got that every day. We got that during the
Eventually,
day.
Eventually, the voice will go.
Yeah, it's not. I don't know. I've been speaking about this, an idea that has been floating around for a while,
mm-hmm.
in terms of having an open theater, something like that. So you have things like, as we have cruise ship season open, you have things like plays that are running during the day. So creatives have some sort of sustainable income, consistent income that is generating over a period of time. But we don't have things like that. And that's how a lot of creatives survive in the States.
Mm-hmm.
They have things like Broadway,
that
multiple showings during the day.
Yeah.
Or they go on the cruise ships where they have multiple shows during the day. So that's how they could use it as a career.
And eventually, you know, what happens is we lose some of our best, our most talented musicians. They disappear. Yeah. You know, some of our best singers, they go. And, you know, what are we left with? We're left with people coming back once every 6 months or so. We stay for a little while and then, you know.
And then they go on again.
But, I mean, there's a lot that we can speak about. But I have a lot of questions for you. You know, I felt that today I had to challenge you a bit. So let me move into my next question.
Right.
I mean, you left, probably it was about 2 years now, that we left and went to Dubai for the expo.
Oh, yeah.
That was a wonderful experience.
Very wonderful.
For most of us who went across. But how did that aid your personal development?
Dubai, well, I was not a stranger to traveling and representing the country. I had done Trinidad. I had done Carrie Festa Trinidad, and I've also done a couple of pilgrimages to my youth group and to church.
Yeah, I remember that.
So I know when you travel in a group and people who have done it, you know, it is...
difficult.
It is a struggle.
Very difficult.
People see the glitz and the glam and they see everything, but then there's a lot that goes on behind the scenes. And what I find most important in terms of those kinds of activities is just ensuring that you are focused and ensuring that you are mentally stable and present. Present especially because sometimes you may never see that place again. I mean, it was Dubai.
I mean, we took pictures. We went by the
we had to, you know, we had to take photos because you just never know.
Mm-hmm.
It's a once in a lifetime opportunity at all times, and it's not that you may not necessarily cross that path again. But in terms of being where you are in that stage of your life, it was mind blowing to me. But it also showed me that not everything is what you see. Not also with everything that happens behind the scenes, mm-hmm. with mm-hmm. traveling on a whole, not necessarily our contingent,
yeah.
But with Dubai itself, a lot of dust,
yeah,
a whole bag of dust, a lot of beauty, and a lot to behold, but a lot of dust,
yeah.
And that's the things they don't show you in the pictures. Not everything that glitters is gold, yeah. But it was a beautiful opportunity. The expo was exactly what you saw. You nice, very nice. They were very hospitable. Everything was very well done. I found they took really good care of us in terms of exports in Lusha and the Ministry of Tourism. I was the only singer on the tour, so it was a little nerve-wracking. And that time, COVID.
Yeah, you're getting all the pressure.
That time, COVID, when
it,
you...
It's rampant.
If you catch it,
COVID, that's it for you.
You are the only singer on the tour.
What happens?
What happens?
So,
in order to... And just to put our island on the map, in such a big renowned place, a lot of people were asking us about Saint Lucia while we were there, just through having seen us perform. They got an interest into what our island was about, and I feel like that we can't put a price on that.
I mean, we're coming up to independence again,
yeah.
And I mean, it always brings back a bit of nostalgia because, you know, Snapchat will probably tell you in a few days that, yeah, 2 years ago you were over there and what was transpiring then. I mean, it's 2 years on, and I mean, we still speak about it, and even now we could have a conversation about it. But another question for you. Do you ever feel that you need to censor your creativity because probably you don't want to offend anyone? I mean, especially when you sing,
mm-hmm.
people tell you probably be cautious of what you put out there. And you dance, you know, be careful how you dance. You know, it's a lot. We tend to get a lot of stick as a creative. Probably, oh boy, Mate played good today. That DJ was horrible. That interview that he did on the radio today was horrible. You know, I've gotten that before. You know, so
I always say people have to lead with grace. It's a lot of criticism, especially in this day and age where people feel like they have to criticize everything that somebody does. Sometimes you just have to give people grace. Everybody trying to find their way. And so we always feel like as soon as something happens with somebody, we have to be the first to
say something.
And I always say it's not necessarily what you do, but how you do it. Because, yes, something could have gone wrong with your set. But it's something that you could just private message and say, Khalid, what was that, you?
That wasn't good, I guess.
What went wrong? Is something going on with you? Like, what's happening? As opposed to making an entirely separate post to embarrass the person.
And we see a lot of that.
It's a lot of cancel culture.
This and that. Go on YouTube now, you post something. What is that?
Yeah, you know, we have to learn how to give people a little more grace.
I feel like that's
why I tell you that Valentine's Day needs to be more than just the lovers.
Right.
It's just spread love to people on a whole. That's what we have to get to. So yeah, I in terms of censoring myself, I'm genuinely censored just from engaging in Christian music and stuff. What I find is that I get a lot of criticism in terms of not choosing gospel for my first single.
No, you see that one there?
So
I'll talk about
it's
that.
Almost like because
after
you...
we play the first single, we'll talk about that. Okay, but just before we go into, I mean, you made mention to the church and gospel. I mean, a lot of us know you.
Yeah, they know. A lot of people know me from the church.
Yeah. But what is your ideal working environment? Where do you see yourself basking? Is it singing at Derek Walcott Square, or is it singing at the Grozile Parish. Big up Mr. Gibson, you know, Sikra say big up his friend.
Big up Sikra. Every time. So, where is my ideal? What is my ideal stage?
Yeah, what is ideal stage? Where? What environment do you feel that, you know?
I love theater.
Okay.
Yeah, I love a theater, and I think it's because I grew up acting that when I go to the Culture Center, and I wish we get another facility, you know. I love the Culture Center, but we need something.
We have the thing in Grozile, you know.
The Human Resource Center.
Yes, that's nice. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's nice as well.
I like that.
I like being on stage, but I have terrible stage fright, which is, I think a lot of people don't know.
Thank God you don't have interview fright, because I think you're commanding the interview today, eh? You're bossing it.
He's trying to, you know, just let it move along, you know.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. And I get really bad stage fright. So theater was the thing that every time I walk onto a stage, I think of it as a theater performance, if so to say. That I try to calm my nerves a little more. But theater is my ideal stage. But I say I perform anywhere, everywhere. And I think theater teaches you that too, that your stage doesn't have to be limited to a building specifically. So if I have to perform on the Derek Walcott Square, I can do that also.
Well, I'll take that.
You take it as a set instead of a stage.
Yeah, I'll take that. I'll take that 100%. Okay, so we do for a quick commercial break. We're going to take a word from our sponsor, which is the Bank of St. Lucia, Sefi. And you don't listen to that commercial. You need to go to BOSL as soon as you see you leave.
All the bank you need.
All the bank you need. All right?
Hey there, St. Lucians. Let's talk about something pretty special. Owning a piece of this beautiful island. I mean, who wouldn't want a slice of our paradise to call their own, right? Now I know we're all about the good vibes and enjoying the moment, but have you ever thought about the lasting impact of being a landowner? Imagine this, your own piece of the rock where you can build your first home, which can be passed on to your next generation, and that land increases in value. Sounds pretty cool, huh? Now here's the real talk. You can apply for a Bank of St. Lucia land loan and pay absolutely nothing down. Plus, enjoy a no interest rate. So why wait? Imagine saying, this right here, this is my spot in St. Lucia. Let's make it happen. Visit our website at bankofstlucia.com to sign up or contact us at 456-6999. Let's be honest, owning a piece of the rock isn't just a dream. It's building a legacy. Terms and conditions apply. Bank of St. Lucia, all the bank you need. Waiting on payday? We've got you! Enjoy the flexibility to buy what you need with a Bank of St. Lucia Visa credit card, an absolute must-have in 2024. Imagine shopping and enjoying low rates and no interest for 30 days. And it gets even better. Every time you swipe your Bank of St. Lucia Visa credit card, you earn points to shop in the My Rewards app. Use your points towards flights, hotel accommodations, online shopping, so much more. Apply for a Bank of St. Lucia Visa credit card and get access to funds when you need. And the best part? Approval is quick and easy. Contact us via WhatsApp at 720-2675 for more information. Terms and conditions apply. Bank of St. Lucia. All the bank you need.
Thank you for staying first. This is Youth Unplugged, brought to you by the Bank of St. Lucia. Today we have with us Miss Steffi Ann St. Clair.
Hello.
I could also call her SM Pink.
Yeah.
Yeah, I call you SM Pink. We're going to take a listen to her new single, which came out yesterday, the name Dance With Me. You heard it first at 101.1. This is Youth Unplugged.
It's Saturday night and I'm out with my girls in the club. Looking for something to drink or somebody to hug. I feel your eyes on me as I walk up to the bar. Waiting for you to ask if I wanna dance or not. Salsa and step, when your hands round my neck, can you roll in
So Steffi, I want to be your lover, eh? Yeah, don't know. All right.
You have no lovers.
No, because I'm listening to the song.
You know how to dance? Because that's part of the...
I can dance quadrille, you know. I say that all the time.
Quadrille.
Yeah, I can dance quadrille. That's the only thing I have.
That's a slick response.
That's a good response. Because I know you can dance quadrille, too.
Yeah.
So I can dance with you.
Okay. I mean, this is evidence, you know. You can just see.
I have something on my, you know, this long time record.
Long time like, ago?
Long time.
No.
You want to see something recent?
Yeah, it's the current.
I go show you after the interview.
After? But after. Now let people see. People
absolutely
see
not. That. All right, so Steffi, where did that song come from? I mean, I'm hearing a bit of Afro here.
Okay.
A bit of salsa. You know, it started, I gave you some horns and things. I said, well, what is that?
You on point. Okay, we started. Oh, let me pick up Elmo.
No, yeah, we have to do that.
You have to. You have to pick up Elmo. For people who don't know, Elmo is the mastermind behind many of the hits that you enjoy, especially coming out of St. Lucia, but not limited to, but especially from St. Lucia, including Cherry Cassava, Hello Carnival.
Dance with Me.
I think that's Elmo's first salsa record, if I can say that.
I think so, too. I mean, this year he had another big one with
Faye and Lions.
Yes. Yeah, and that one was actually in the
That's for
top,
Trinidad Carnival. That was 10, really, really
top
good.
5 Trinidad Power Soca for the year. So, I mean...
Yeah, so big up Elmo every time.
I mean, the beat, everything was constructed by him.
Yeah, so the beat was Elmo. We started off as an Afrobeat, and then when I was writing, I rearranged the music, and we started putting the instruments in and give Elmo that. He gave me a lot of leeway to
customize it.
Yeah. So I was able to add a lot of the music, a lot of the instruments, because I have a love for salsa. So I don't know if that's where that came in, because we started off as Afrobeats and ended up at Kizumba. So that's what that is now.
Okay, well, you know, we ain't big on Zumba music, but for some reason this one feels like it will take off.
I hope so.
No, I'm telling you, I feel like it will take off, because for me, the most important thing in a song is not necessarily the lyrics, but rather the beat.
Yeah.
You know, as long as the beat has you moving.
I think we wanted to make it as simple as possible. So even people who are not seasoned Kizumba dancers could do, you could do a little left, a little right, a little front, a little back.
Because I was already moving my shoulders. I know you saw that.
Yeah, you could do a little demonstration for the people, you know.
No, I'm not so...
get your dancing on.
As you said, you know, you're trying to break out here. I'm trying as well.
Okay.
You know, so you see right now I'm using my inner voice. Mm-hmm. So
the Lord is still working on those feet.
It's Lent, you know. It's Lent, so...
Yes.
I can't move too much during Lent.
Oh, yes, it's true.
Yeah. I heard that last night when I went to take my ashes.
That's what they said?
Yeah, they say all the things you'd normally do.
Oh.
Yeah. You know how that goes, right?
Yeah.
You know how that goes, right? So where are we going with this one, Steffi? I want to know where we're going in this one.
Where are we going?
Where are we going now? We have to go places with it. I mean, I need a radio tour. I need you to go about the place promoting this one.
Yeah.
I mean, we're going to play it here for sure.
Yeah. And I want to give props to Iowa. He started playing it this morning. So he has already been playing it. A couple of stations have been playing it as well. We are going around. So in terms of the song, I mean, I didn't expect it to take off as much as it has. And I'm grateful. Mm-hmm. Because people have really been giving me such good feedback. That's why I say, like, sometimes you just have to, it's how you say what you say. People have been really, really good. And the beat is good. Elmo is consistently putting out music. And I think that's something that also needs to be
highlighted. And we had him on not so long ago. I mean, with his release for Trinity Carnival 2024, I mean, he came on and gave us a bit of insight into the creative process and all of that, which is large. And I mean,
yeah, he does a lot.
I mean, very consistent guy.
Very consistent.
Whenever I see something new from him,
very hardworking. It was a pleasure working with him.
And that's people from the church.
That's
grace we're talking about. We have different dynamics, I mean, and we want to express all of those. We're actually kind of running out of time. I didn't even realize that. So I have one more question. What do you wish to improve about your brand? Where are we taking the brand?
Okay. For me, I want to say I'm working on holistic wellness, holistic awareness, holistic improvement. I've always been a background singer, so I've always done backups. And now that I'm stepping out to the front on my own, it's a little bit intimidating, I'll admit. So in terms of putting myself out there and being vulnerable in that way is something that I'm getting used to. But, so I would improve. Mm-hmm. So, I would improve on just being a little more confident as an artist. And in terms of my brand, putting it out there, introducing myself as a singer and not saying, you know, just trying to see how.
Now, you are a singer.
I am a singer.
A professional. I'm a singer. A professional singer.
I'm a professional singer.
Mm-hmm. SM Pink, eh?
SM Pink, and yeah, a lot of people know me by Steffi, so this is going to be a little new. Which is fine, actually, because same person.
Same person.
Just different.
Right, so I'll give you a little joke. On Youth Unplugged, it's Khalid, you know. Okay. When I'm playing the music. Of course. Like, that's right, mm-hmm. You know, you have to.
Which one of them that dance in the quadrille?
Of Quick, that dance in the country. Okay. That's why I'm
really doing things.
Yes,
he
does a lot of things. Wow. You understand? That's why I'm under the Khalid hat. We don't do that.
Wow. You understand? Yeah. That's you have to separate. You know.
Yeah, we have to separate. Mm-hmm. You understand?
So they understand.
Different guy.
Yeah.
All right.
Then this is Steffi. And dancing Kizumba in the pool church. That's right, not true.
That's
it was
not true.
SM Pink that's doing that.
You understand? That's two different people.
It's a different person.
Hey, how you mean? Steffi, I want to say thank you so much for
thank
coming,
you for having
for
me
coming today. I made it a wonderful interview. You made me laugh today. I think you made a lot of our listeners laugh.
The people
well.
Wanted to see you dance. You're talking about laughing.
They're not gonna see that. The only time you might see me dance is at big people parties. Speaking of which, what we are the next big people party?
I was about to ask you what's going on with that.
I need to go and put on my dancing shoes. But Steffi, again, thank you so much for coming in today. I enjoyed the interview. I enjoyed the song, and I'm gonna leave it with our listeners before we go.
Oh yes, you know? Please.
Of course, big shout out to the bankers. A lot going on at the Bankers in Ocean right now. People go ask about your Visa credit card. I just got a credit card from the Bankers in Ocean.
Did you?
I'm using it.
Okay, what you? That means lunch is on you. Are you buying? What's going on?
It's past lunchtime, Steffi. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
What you buying with the credit card, you?
A lot of things.
Wow.
Yeah, a lot of things. And I'm getting points.
Don't let Bankers Ocean come and repossess.
No. They can't do that. We're paying it. All right. So, guys, once again, thank you for listening today. This has been another edition of Youth Unplugged brought to you by the Bank of St. Lucia. Again, go stream Steffi's new song, Dance With Me, by SM Pink on YouTube
now. Check out SM Pink Music on YouTube. Please go over there, subscribe. More music to come. So, yeah, look out for me.
All right. My name is Khalid Vidal. I will be back again next week for another edition of Youth Unplugged brought to you by the Bank of St. Lucia. Of course, on Saturday, we're on air from 10 to 1. Earthquake and Maureen. Not Khalid and Maureen. Earthquake and Maureen.
Different person.
We're going to be on Saturday, turning it up inside a jam Saturday. I will see you guys again next week.